With your weekend review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. We've talked a ton about the high school athletes during the COVID-19 pandemic and also a little bit about the youth here over the last couple of weeks, but how about the kids caught right in the middle? At Hastings Middle School, Athletic Director Pete McGinnis joined KDWA Sports on Tuesday to talk a bit about what the middle school athletes and coaches are going through. McGinnis first on the halt in mid-March.
Well, March 13th was our last day in school. So we, you know, the kids leaving for spring break were all set to start on March 30th. And then, of course, when everything happened, you know, got shut down. In the meantime, though, you know, we had been working on trying to come up with a plan. Originally, we were waiting to see what the rest of the conference was going to do. And some of the schools dropped out. And I had a great discussion with South St. Paul, and they had talked about doing kind of an in-house league, which, you know, that was something we pursued. We were going to try to, you know, get a hold of that or something along the lines of intramural season. So none of that, as you can tell, happened. So we're kind of sitting in a holding pattern here now.
If anything, during this pandemic situation, we've learned that athletics aren't everything. But to young kids, they might be. McGinnis notes it's been very tough on these young middle school student athletes.
It really is. You know, it's something, it's a big part of their day. You know, they end the school day that way. And, you know, we had 350 kids that we had signed up and ready to go in the five different sports. You know, and it is, it's something that it took a while for them, you know, to understand that, hey, this is reality. We can't even, you know, get together with anybody. And now we're at the point where the summer stuff is kind of in limbo. And, you know, they just keep, you know, asking questions. And, you know, we keep telling them. And I've worked with our coaches. We're trying to stay in contact with the kids weekly by giving them different things to do. And but obviously, it's not the same. The number one thing that I have been finding out is they miss their friends. They miss, you know, hanging out, talking and playing and all of that. So it is, it's taken a great toll on everybody.
We've talked with high school athletes and coaches about the importance of virtual training during this pandemic, but it's also been huge for the younger athletes and coaches as well. Constant communication, even in middle school athletics, is key. McGinnis explains.
You know, it really has, and I see one of the things too, because I have my own kids. You know, they're always wondering, you know, are we getting behind? You know, what should we be doing? You know, what can we do? And, you know, you always want to bring it right back to when we grew up. It's, you know, hey, you got to be creative and, you know, just try to become a better athlete. You know, try to become stronger, quicker, faster, and work on your skills, whether it's shooting pucks, shooting the basketball, getting the weights, whatever. Figure something out that you can consistently do. And so one of the things I've been talking with our coaches is, you know, trying to get these kids to develop these habits. Get those positive habits down and, you know, try to get into a regular day-to-day basis where you can work on something. Do a variety of stuff, too. Don't just specialize in, you know, one sport. I know we have our spring sports that we missed, but we want you to, you know, do a variety of things.
Fairly new to the athletic director's spot himself at the Hastings Middle School, McGinnis is also learning on the fly, still trying to compartmentalize putting away the spring sports season and prepare for fall, whatever that entails. There's still a lot of unknown heading into next school year. It's all about being ready.
Absolutely, Nick. You know, you sit and look at the equipment. I come into school every morning and, you know, it's like, oh, you know, now we need to put away the spring stuff and start getting out the, you know, the fall stuff. I've met with Tim Weinferner over there in Prescott and, you know, we've ordered our equipment. It's just a sad situation, you know, that we have to miss, you know, a whole season like this. But, you know, the understanding of everybody has been great. From parents I've heard from, they're keeping their kids busy. And so, you know, things will pass and what a great learning experience for everybody.
After school was postponed and indefinitely canceled, of course, kids still had things in their lockers at the middle school gym and beyond. And with the kids not able to get into the school, I asked McGinnis how kids are able to pick everything up and bring it all home. That's a question that maybe not even parents have thought of quite yet.
No, that's a great point. You know, we brought our FIA department in and we cleaned out 1,300 lockers and put all their equipment in there. The one positive thing is that we had not given out uniforms yet to the kids. And, you know, that's something you usually do right away when the season starts. However, you know, some stuff was purchased, you know, like a track t-shirt or a tennis t-shirt. So we're in the process right now of trying to get a hold of every parent. But I know as of today, I received an email. I think there's 290 bags up in the cafeteria still. So we're trying to get a hold of the parents to make sure they come in and get their stuff. It has been a process. And, you know, thankfully with the sports equipment, nothing was checked out. So we're in great shape there. However, I do want to say the parents have to email us at school here, Allie Fairbanks, athletic secretary, or myself, to get their refund back. And we need to have that done by June 1st. So that's kind of approaching. We've sent numerous emails out, but we're still, I bet there's probably 100 people we still have not heard from yet. So hopefully we get that taken care of and get it cleaned up. They can't carry that over into the spring season because that was voted on by the school board. So they're going to have us, if they don't ask for it, then it becomes a donation. So that's where we're at.
McGinnis also tells some of those younger middle school athletes to stay involved in your sport by continuing to make yourself better individually, utilizing books and publications, and much more.
First of all, there's so many wonderful things about sports. I think, number one, the history of the game. You know, go and research and look and get interested and read books, on the internet about your sport. Be passionate about what are the rules. Get an understanding. That's one of the things, like with golf, with Coach Klein and I, we had to continue to add different things, to keep the kids interested. We really want them to understand that, because when they are playing the game, when it comes to that, we want them to understand, what they're doing and love what they're doing.
As a teacher, coach, and administrator, McGinnis reminds families that the staff is here for the entire student body.
Absolutely. Again, as a teacher, a coach, AD, and a parent, I'll tell you what, this town has really supported us. They've come together. Everything, hasn't gone the way we've wanted it to, but it really has. And, the number one concern is, where are the kids? How are they doing? What's the health of them? Making sure that they know that there's so many more important things in life than just winning a ball game. But there are certain things that they can do. Go out and have fun. I was talking to one kid. He created a game. He said they had a little ball they would throw up the stairs and it would bounce down and they had to catch it with one hand. Just being creative with different activities that you can do and to have fun.
While we have had some news regarding youth sports in the Tri-County area, some of the leagues are still taking a wait-and-see approach as to what Governor Walz does in the next couple of weeks. That includes the Hastings lacrosse program, as their lacrosse program, as quoted by Michael Nagel, is still set on having a season, but right now they are waiting until Governor Walz's announcement on June 1st to confirm. The Hastings Lacrosse League is also still restricted from using fields, preventing them from practicing at this time. We will have an update on lacrosse when it is made available. Same goes right now for Raider Nation Youth Baseball. KDWA has been reaching out to Raider Nation Youth Baseball over the past week, and the only answer we have gotten in regards to their upcoming season is that they too are waiting to see what Governor Walz does say over the next couple of weeks regarding youth sports proposals for the upcoming summer season. When news breaks from either league, we'll let you know. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.